लातो ऐना हमारे शिवाली तीन जी मैंने लात तीन जी
here
for him everything no sweat that's the word I he used to say
no sweat
no sweat
the person who really there were the person who helped your son a lot was the president of the University of North Carolina. His name was Spangler.
Exactly, right.
He made a large personal contribution of his own, and he guaranteed that the academic expenses would be covered. He personally made that guarantee, and that helped. A lot.
And he did come here because of my son. And he came here to have his lunch with me, too.
He did. President Spangler came here.
Yeah.
I'm going to see him in North Carolina.
He and I went up to the airport to meet him.
It would be
and my son carried him on his bike, you know, motorized bike.
Yeah.
Carried him back one. I said, be careful, he's a billionaire. He didn't kill me easily by snagging. And after the second time, he took his wife here. And then the first time, where he said, all very beautiful, like a movie star. And his son-in-law, lawyer, too.
So they came three separate times, or one the same
three
trip?
Three separate times.
Yes.
But he came twice. First by himself, second time with his wife. And my son took him everywhere.
What year was that? 2000, or...?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'll ask on tomorrow because I'll see. I'm having some. But the people who gave money, you know, Safer gave $500. This is from the record. I have the record. So, John Griffin gave money. Bill Plant gave $100.
Yeah, I had the list. Mr. Lawson wrote to me.
Don Mosky, I don't know who that is. Stanley Cloud gave money. Dean Bra gave money. Time gave $5,000.
That's $5,000
right.
From me.
That's from you.
Yeah. But they mentioned
it's dead and not yes. Okay. And then Time Inc. Time gave $5,000, and then Time Inc. HK gave $3,000. I don't know what that. HK. I don't know. I have to find out what that means.
Maybe my money, HK or something.
Maybe that's yours. Okay.
The other $5,000 maybe from Time Magazine.
Laura Palmer gave $500.
That's right. She's very poor, but she gave everything we have. Very more, because she doesn't make much money. I like her very much. She left here when she was only 25 years old.
Jason, I don't know who Jason is. Jason somebody gave $500.
Oh, yeah. Jason is the son of, maybe the son of Chaplin. Maybe.
Oh, well, look. And, Jack Lawrence gave money. Jack Lawrence. Jack Lawrence. Karsten Prager.
Yeah, and then another one who worked for him. The people who worked for Life Magazine. After
right.
that, he worked
yeah,
for
here. Him. Oh, yeah. That was Lawrence. But Dick Swanson, John Larson. And you know who also gave money? Vung Hong. Vung Hong. Spangler gave $2,000. Carno gave. Johnny Apple gave. Swanson. John Larson. And Vung Hong. I don't know who that is. V-U-O-N-G.
And Vung.
D-Vung. Vung. He gave. I didn't know he had money.
He worked about Chaplin.
Yeah, but Chaplin was always complaining that he wasn't... When he went to America, when he went to the United States, he didn't work very hard.
No, he's a man that way.
And then,
I'd like to talk about theory, about advising, consulting, etc. But he doesn't work hard. But he smoked too much opium, etc.
Right.
John, very intelligent.
John Larson gave 1,000.
Yeah.
Neil Sheehan. Douglas Pike. Checks were needed to, the checks were made out to UNC Chapel Hill, Pham Hong An Graduate School, and then the acting dean, Henry Dierman. Henry Dierman was the acting dean.
Oh yeah,
the dean. Man, the dean who helped. It's a very nice story of what happened. And this woman who helped, she didn't give money, but she was she's very famous here in Vietnam. You knew her, Judith Ledinsky, Dr. Ledinsky. She was the one who kept coming here. She was very important.
Your testimony is very important.
Yeah, yeah.
She helped on a lot there.
Right.
She gave a test to him.
Right.
And he's trying to get him a visa to get out to, into Thailand, etc.
Right. She was the head of the Vietnam Educational Exchange Program, VEEP. And she gave the TOEFL, the test for the English and foreign language. And she was very, very important for him to get here. And they helped him get to Thailand to get the visa.
That's right,
exactly. See, I do my research. American scholarship, very detailed. I'll tell you the other thing I just found out. Let me talk.
Another lady came here to check about that. He worked for the ODP.
Allison Krupnik.
That's right.
Ah, see, my book. I'm doing good research.
She went out to check.
She came here? She came here?
She came here. And she asked my son whether he could come. She said, oh, sure. And told him, and he talked to me. He said, did your son know about your thing? I said, no, he didn't know anything.
Right.
Then.
Right.
He said that she's now big, he's now adult. You have to tell him what you did in the past. If not, he didn't know anything. When he said he didn't know anything, I thought that he might try to hide something. No, he's completely ignorant about what I did.
Right. That's right. That's
he
right.
He said,
right.
No, you should tell him. Yes, you keep a secret, but you should tell your son. I said, no, they don't need to know about
that. So did you tell your son before he went? He knew then, right?
Huh?
When did you tell your son? When did you tell him?
I told him a little bit of everything.
Before he went, yeah.
No, before he went where?
When did he find out what you did during the war?
Oh, he found out because I have when he returned here.
From
I mentioned I have the hero, my hero.
Oh, I see.
I was made a hero in 76, but I didn't have enough time to write to in 75, in 76.
So that's when, it's interesting, so...
Actually, they should give it to me in 68, but if you have that, you have to go into the jungle immediately, because they are afraid that this hero to be captured, etc. So they said, all right, wait. And then they waited until after the war, and then the chief of the state, the man who replaced has given signed, Tony Tang signed it. I think January 76 or something.
That's the one I want to show. I have a picture of that. I want to add. That's the one that's upstairs that you
that's
let me
right.
take a picture. My
what
picture
is your name?
Right, my picture didn't come out, but I want to ask you what it says, but I'll wait for that.
But that's not very important anyway.
Yeah. So Allison Krupnik spent 10 years in the Foreign Service, and she was with the U.S. State Department, and her postings included, she was here in Vietnam, she also was in, she managed the Washington State Trade Office in Russia, in Vladivostok, but anyway, I write about her.
I didn't hear you talk, she asked me. I said, I'm a little bit superstitious. I was born under the star of Virgo. So I will help by women. I said, I'll explain to her about He sent a CY bond and bill on to us. And then tomorrow, the horoscope book, a French book in French. She read it. And she said, exactly, I look exactly like what mentioned in that one. You should have a eye, the face, and then the eye should be go inside. And you should have constipation.
Yeah.
And then she read it about that. Said, it exactly happened to me because I was born Virgo too. You were talking about it.
I'm going to interview her. I'll ask her about that. So she came here. She wanted to meet you to check you out and to make. And she had questions for you. One of the questions she had was, did your son know what you did during the war? Yeah. And you said no. No, he had nothing.
He was too young.
And then did she have any other questions for you, or that was it?
No, he just thought what I'm doing. I said.
And then she borrowed.
I told her I'm the kind of a jack of all trades now.
Right. You're at.
But she know that.
And
they never trust me completely. Because you have all kind of friends here that you cannot check it. You see it? That's
right.
Why I'm probably very correct by saying I have no network. But I would but rarely one agent important like me may have control without handler.
I call you a lone wolf in my book. I say you were a lone wolf.
Yeah.
And that what I say in my book is that you had no network, no reliance,
no,
and that they gave you a mission that had a start date but no end date.
They don't know it.
Right.
They
so,
don't know it. Because I know
and,
more than they do.
And
that's
no one
problem.
And I also write that no one lasted as long as you did. That is, you're the only one who didn't get captured.
Yeah, that's one reason why I was suspected as a working for CIA.
Right.
Because all of them capture or to avoid being captured by going into the jungle.
Right.
The only one who stayed in the city since 1952, when I picked up that job in January, the order was 51, but to pick up a job in January, I think in February.
Of 19...
The big monsoon in the south, the year of the dragon. 1952. You see it?
Year of dragon, 1952.
That's
okay.
The year had a big gust.
The floods.
They lived in coastal China. I mean, several decades it happened that they called it the year of the big... typhoon and then the big deluge in the coastal China.
And that was the year you got your assignment?
Huh?
And that was the year that you got your assignment, is that right?
That's
yeah.
1952, the year of the dragon.
Okay. And so then Alison Krupnik, she borrowed the horoscope book, she took it back, and she brought it back here.
Yeah, she brought it back.
That's a good story.
Because she's big fan.
Yeah.
She was in Monterey. I mentioned I was in Monterey. They asked me to stay on and to work at Monterey because they need some southerner as the teacher in Vietnamese to the American officer before being assigned to Vietnam. But most of them are North Vietnamese or Central Vietnamese, etc. They need someone from the south.
The other people who gave money were Germaine and Dick Swanson, Germaine Greer and Dick Swanson, John Saar, former Life reporter in Saigon, John Saar.
That's right.
Jim Wild,
Jim Wild,
John Larson, people, oh.
John Saar, the one who, after that he worked for, the kind of the American Institute of call it like a museum where they have a very how do you call it in English?
A museum, a news museum?
Huh?
A museum, right?
A museum, but
for news?
Huh? Very biggest one in the U.S.
Oh, the Smithsonian.
Huh?
The Smithsonian.
Smithsonian.
Yeah.
And then not only that one, and then some of his friends who were. I mean, working for him, contribute money. I forgot the name of the man. The man who announced the closure of the live magazine at the reception offered by the Joe Latham last spring and his wife.
Interesting. Now, the other person who gave money was Pippa, P-I-P-P-A Marsh, Pippa Marsh.
Yeah, his wife.
Right. Bill Marmon.
Yeah, Bill Marmon.
Even Bert Pines of the Heritage Foundation, Bert Pines.
Yeah. He did not like me. He thought that I was giving this information.
Right, but...
That's wrong. He and I worked together very closely. And then he read about North Vietnam. He wrote a story. He let me check and to swear whether it's right or not. I said, right. And he and I went to Time Magazine order to write something positive for the Vietnamization of the war. So he and I went to Vinh Chanh, not too far from the city here, within the city, one district, to see the land when the tenant worked on that land. He just received the paper as owner of the land, and she's happy. That's why when the war, when they signed the agreement, many of them defected.
Interesting. Yeah, so I didn't know, that's a good story. I did not know that about Bert Pines.
This one in the book.
Yeah, which book?
The book is here.
Oh. Bill Stewart, the Hong Kong bureau chief, also helped. And Jim Wilworth in the LA, in the LA bureau.
He's a very nice guy too. Very nice. Very
Neil Sheehan gave $2,000. Yeah. Oh no, Sheehan gave $1,000. Spangler gave $2,000. Sheehan was the first to give.
He's the one I replied. I asked him, David Thomas Trump, to relay the message telling him the attack, the offense, the coup d'etat will happen the following day.
Right.
I know about that too.
And that was the signal. You told me that story, right.
No signal, a code word. You go to PS to buy so.
Right.
Buy the Vietnamese.
Some perfume for his girlfriend. I think it was to buy perfume for his girlfriend.
I remember. And then I asked Mr. Humberstadt to relay immediately to New York.
Right. Who had been kicked out of the country, right? He was, he couldn't get here. He was in
But when he learned about that, the man had to give to him. They went into the following day to give him. The coup already happened. If they gave him immediately, he returned that night.
Right.
So the coup happened the following day.
Right.
And about 1:30 in the afternoon. That's different.
They were supposed to send a telex, but they,
It was a little bit of stuff. Because he and his young were very close. They're good friends too.
You want some? You okay?
No, I haven't given.
Oh, this yours? Okay. And hold on. The person's name.
You better have it. That's for you.
Oh, okay. The person's name is Ross Johnson, the swimmer. Your friend,
yeah,
Ross Johnson.
Johnson.
I wrote that down.
Swimmer.
Right.
Yeah. He and I worked together on the third page editor. I was third page editor, and then he was my assistant.
So here's something I wanted to ask.
What did he do later on?
Ross Johnson?
Yeah.
He became the most powerful Republican a senator in California, and he became the majority leader of the Senate and the Assembly, and became the most successful politician in California for Republicans. And now, after 10 years in the Senate, term limits, there's a term limit now. You can only serve 10 years. So he was just retired by term limits. So he's doing nothing right now, he's consulting, but he's a good friend and best friends with Pete Connaughty. So he and Pete...
Connaughty,
your friend Pete...
Connaughty, yeah, we go together.
Right. Well, he and Pete Connaughty and Ross Johnson are close friends, like that.
Oh, I didn't know that, because Pete, you will remember the message I sent to
Coach,
the,
yes?
To Lee Meyer.
Yeah.
The first time I arrived, and then Pete is asked,
no.
Where you come from? I said, I come from Vietnam. He doesn't know, whatever, whatever. Where are the? I said, French, Indochina. I said, oh, come from the human pool. Yes, that's right. I've been very, very sorry, you know. Hurt my heart. My country had no name on the map.
I know, I know
about that.
He remembers the story, yeah.
So he remembers. And then he tried, when he wrote the story about the little box on the table, cafeteria.
Yeah.
I made a mistake, but he noticed about that. He was reluctant to change it. He was not very sure. Instead, I mentioned Henry IV. I mentioned Napoleon or someone else. That's a mistake made by, and then the picture of a quote was not here, a big mistake. See it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have that article on Napoleon. Let me tell you what he, I have this right here.
So I didn't see any one from my friend coming from college. And I have not allowed, or of course, the student, they never have a fight by hand. If they have argument, yes. But they never use their hand to fight each other, never. They're so polite, so courteous, so friendly, and they help you.
Let me ask you, I wrote this, this is just my manuscript, but I said, on finally boarded a Pan Am four-prop aircraft for the flight to the United States on the evening of October 10, 1957,
yeah.
A few weeks after the start of classes at Orange Coast.
Almost in bonds.
His plane ticket had been purchased by a wealthy communist rubber plantation owner, and he was, and then I'll just, here's my question though. Already late for classes, the dormitory manager, Henry Ledger, was there to greet on. Quote, I've been waiting for a month. Where the hell have you been? Quipped the burly Ledger. The dormitory itself was one of the remodeled barracks once constituting the former Santa Ana Army base. All the dorm rooms had been taken, but Ledger converted the old linen storage closet into a single room for on. It did not take on long to unpack his five suits and personal effects from the suitcase that had been bought for him by Mill C. Brandis. Right?
Yeah.
Are you hungry? Ledger asked. Not waiting for an answer, he opened up a can of beef stew, the first time On had ever eaten meat from a can. Right?
Yeah.
Ledger was a veteran of World War II, and roughly the same age as An's father. The two developed a very close relation, and An would later save Ledger's life during a suicide attempt. And that's what Ross Johnson told me also. Henry enjoyed playing the guitar, wearing cowboy clothing, and he helped An adjust to American life. Every Wednesday they watched boxing on television, and Sunday they spent bowling.
Wednesday night, Friday night, Friday.
Ledger had an old pickup truck with a shell, and he eventually taught An how to drive. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
An came to look upon Ledger as a father figure. That's what you told me. Certainly a reflection of his recent loss about his own father, and also because Ledger was really a very nice and protective man.
So nice, so.
Now, then I wrote, An's first weekend at OCC was the 10th anniversary homecoming dance. Ledger convinced the reluctant An to attend the square dancing event so that he could meet people. As he entered the dance hall, most eyes turned to the first Vietnamese to ever attend OCC and the only Vietnamese. An stood out as much for the fact that he was Asian as for the suit and tie he wore to the Western themed dance. See, I'm a good biographer. So far, I have my facts. An was hoping to spend the evening as a wallflower, and he was totally perplexed when a female student asked him to dance.
He froze because in his culture it was not permitted to touch a woman's hand, much less place his arm around a woman's waist. The young co-ed insisted, saying it was okay. Later that evening, young lady told on that he should enroll in dance class for 1 credit of physical education. He did this and he became a good dancer. In fact, 8 months later, he wrote in the Barnacle, quote, "Social dance class not only helped me in my first year of dancing, but also relieved a high degree of my shyness because of a different culture." That's what you wrote. Roberta Seibel wrote in his yearbook, "On, you are a very good dancer. Stay as nice as you are." Now, I wanted to just tell you this one thing. I don't want to read my whole book to you, but I want to read about Pecanity. Yeah, I come from Vietnam. Let me go back here. Students at OCC knew very little about this faraway country, especially since the old French maps at school identified An's home as part of French Indochina. Matters became even more awkward on the first day of journalism class when Mr. Gerard, G-E-A-R-D, Mr. Gerard, An's counselor, it was your counselor, Mr. Gerard, G-E-A-R-D. Anne's counselor introduced An to the journalist students. Pete Connedy, who would soon serve in Vietnam as an intelligence officer stationed near Hue, and who became An's friend at OCC, said, "Oh, quote, oh," and Pete laughed when I told him this. He said, "That's exactly what I said." He said, "Oh, you are from that place of the big fight, Dien Bien Phu." An answered, "Dien Bien Phu is part of Vietnam. The French map on the wall is outdated. We need to get a new one here at this school." And then you wrote about the English X requirement. And this is very interesting. You wrote an article about English X. You made the English X requirement. Do you remember this?
English?
This is your article that you wrote in the newspaper about English X at OCC. This is the title. February 14th, 1958. "Who said our English X was for dummies only? Bum Swan On." Do you remember? I have the article, I can show it to you, but...
Yeah, I forget it.
It was the basic English requirement, but you talk in the article about your work with Trim and Cato, and then you say the following story. "Once I was selecting Vietnamese officers graduating from the Vietnamese American Association to be sent to the United States. Colonel Jameson showed me a $750 check and said, quote, 'An, look at this check and see how much we pay the teachers of your students, and tell me, please, how many officers meet the required working English knowledge you give me.'" And then you say the answer was very, very limited. Yeah. See?
Right.
I have... You see, no one, not in Vietnam, not Miss High or High Van, not Thomas Bass.
No one
has this kind of information. This is a full biography. No one
doesn't know anything.
Right.
That's why Jean-Claude Pouty, all these people, they don't know anything about me. Because
right.
I was by myself, how can they know?
So I do, the reason my book is taking me...
Even though Jean didn't know me, I sit close to Chaman Cha, he didn't know me either.
Well, that's...
Anyway, I have some picture that you can use.
Oh, okay.
As a military man or something like that.
You need help?
I have a picture also of Mr. Bacchus House.
Oh, okay. I'd like to see that. Then I also wanted to ask you a few things here. And I brought my pictures with me, too. I'm going to flip the tape over.